not too happy about it, and it's created quite a debate. Is there a future for swinging those bats under the Washington Monument? We'll debate. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Republicans are clinging to razor-thin leads in all three of the Virginia House races that are still up in the air. Provisional ballot counts are now complete in those three contests, including one in Stafford County, where Democrat Joshua Cole has now filed a lawsuit demanding that 55 provisional ballots be counted. In that race, Republican Bob Thomas has an 82-vote lead. Could Democratic Governor-elect Ralph Northam take control of the General Assembly away from Republicans? That's what some Virginia Republicans fear, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. The paper reports that some GOP leaders fear that Northam could offer jobs in his administration to Republican lawmakers in an effort to then replace them with Democrats and swing control away from the GOP. Republican Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore says there's a spiritual battle going on in American politics as he faces mounting pressure from national Republicans to drop out of the race.
Everything that Republicans are trying to do in this race in many ways is working against them. And so you're seeing these last-ditch efforts by the Republican Party to cut funding to the race, to try to maybe get a write-in candidate in this race who could win or even expel Roy Moore from the Senate should Alabama voters elect him. But all of these things are really causing this backlash among Alabama Republicans who see in Roy Moore this anti-establishment hero almost, even in spite of these very serious, very troubling allegations.
Correspondent Rebecca Berg. And as the calls for Roy Moore to step down continue to mount, one well-known duo is weighing in.
Diamond and Silk say relationships between older men and younger women were common decades ago.
This was back in probably the 60s, maybe the 70s, the 40s, the 50s. That was true.
The duo tells the Larry O'Connor Show,
if what they're saying is true about him, he needs to step down, okay?
Right.
But what I cannot do is I cannot convict him based on public opinion and the media.
That's right.
I have to know for a fact.
You can watch the full interview on our Facebook page, WMALDC. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince George's County has some new regulations for where those medical marijuana dispensaries can set up shop.
People came to testify on both sides in Prince George's County. Some don't care where new medical marijuana dispensaries go. Others say they should stay far away from places like schools and churches. Maryland State Delegate Aisha Braveboy voted to make medical marijuana legal.
However, I also fought hard to preserve local zoning control.
The Prince George's County Council has decided they can be placed 300 feet from residential neighborhoods and 500 feet from a school or daycare center. Councilmember Mary Lehman.
These facilities will not be on every street corner. Two per state legislative district.
Churches can only qualify for the new zoning if they have a daycare or after-school program in place. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's not pot, but beer they're talking about in Fairfax County. After making a slight change to its zoning laws earlier this year, the county is now enjoying an explosion of craft breweries.
There are now 5 craft breweries calling Fairfax County home, up from 0 just a few months ago.
You know, it's kind of a no-brainer to be able to build something in my backyard where people both love craft beer and have the disposable income to buy craft beer.
But it was a challenge, says Casey Jones of Fair Winds Brewing, because Fairfax County didn't have any zoning laws that permitted craft breweries.
So I definitely think it was just oversight.
After making the change in March, Jones says Fairfax County is now reaping the tourism benefits.
Dollars are staying in the local economy. That's what drives, I think, all the craft movement.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,409, the NASDAQ at 67,38. Sports, the Caps take a loss in Nashville. College basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards face the Heat in Miami tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Westwood One presents The Andrew Klavan Show.
Here is the agenda in New York Times speak. I'm reading this off the page. Environmental harm. They want to hurt workers. This is like elementary school. It really is. It's like elementary school. This is the agenda that Republicans are supporting Trump for. They want to hurt workers. They want to destroy the environment. They want to make housing less affordable. This is the thing. These guys are like children.
The Andrew Klavan Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit timeshareexitteam.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Loudoun County will start on Belmont Ridge Road. It's coming northbound north of Evergreen Mills Road. The crash at Shreveport Drive under police direction. Interstate 95 VA. Are you ready? Are you sure? Because we have two separate incidents. First, in Dale City, pushing very slow to get up toward 123. Incident over to the shoulder. It's been like that for some time. Barely any break along the way. And we're jammed beyond through Lorton up toward the Fairfax County Parkway, where I'm looking at now fire and rescue units have arrived to the scene of the crash. Left side blocks. We see a lot of flashing lights here. So stay to the right northbound on 95 as you come up to 286 Fairfax County Parkway. Ooh, busy. Now, once you get by there, finally, we'll see some relief onto 395, onto each loop of the Beltway, 270 volume delays starting through Urbana and Hyattstown. Top side of the Maryland Beltway starting to slow just a bit as you head through the Silver Spring area. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will be on the move. Rain eventually getting here, especially as we head on through tonight. Thickening clouds today, 52. Showers overnight tonight, 45. Wind picks up tomorrow, partly cloudy sky, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Vienna, 28 in Frederick, 37 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Roy Moore complains that he's being harassed by the media. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good morning. Listen to Mornings on the Mall here. Coming up this morning, 7:15. Matthew Post is with the Montgomery County School Board. We'll talk about the idea of our kids using cell phones in schools and the rules over which that's done. Greg Jarrett joins us at 7:35 from the Fox News Channel to break down the latest in Jeff Sessions' testimony yesterday before Congress. 8:05 this morning, we'll talk to Brian McNichol. He's with Accuracy in Media, and he's also a softball coach for one of those softball teams that uses the National Mall. Find out about the latest there. That's being debated by the National Park Service. And then Sergeant Eric Powell is with the Fairfax Animal Protection, and he's a cop. And he's going to join us at 8:15 this morning to talk about what they're doing with those deer all over Fairfax. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
All right, let's talk about those cell phones in schools. It's becoming more and more of an issue and more of a discussion because kids as young as 6 and 7 years old bringing smartphones to school. So this is no longer a high school issue. It keeps getting younger and younger, as I said, and it's middle school, and now it's down to the elementary schools. So the debate is being had in Montgomery County. It used to be that students through fifth grade could carry cell phones only with special permission. But over the years, more and more parents said, well, I want my elementary age child to take phones to school because they say my kids will be safer if they have their phone ready. Because, you know, 6-year-olds never lose phones. So if they have their phone ready. And other parents objected to this and they said, no, children as young as 6 or 7 being permitted to take smartphones to school is shocking. He said, one father says, you know, we banned fidget spinners, we banned Pokemon cards because they were too distracting, but we're going to allow them to have smartphones because those aren't distracting at all, you know, because kids aren't easily distracted, younger children. So we want to talk about this with you, and I'm going to give you the number, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. How young is too young, and should there be any restrictions? Should kids, some schools, have the children only use the cell phones? They can only use them during lunch. Some will say, okay, you can carry the phone with you, but you can only use it in the classroom if it's incorporated into a lesson. And it's a school-by-school policy. There's no uniform policy for the county or even for the state. And in a way, I kind of like it. I like that there's no uniform policy. We have principals. We have administrators for a reason. Let them do their job. Let them decide what's best for that school and those kids in that school. Some parents say they don't want kids to be able to use cell phones in school because what about the kids who don't have cell phones? Who don't, or maybe just have a cell phone and not a smartphone? You know, you're making them feel, you know, less than because they don't have them. Some will allow them to be used in the hallways. So there's a lot of difference. It's a mishmash of policies, and it can even change from year to year. A survey of third graders that was done in five states found that 40% of third graders had a cell phone in 2017. And more than 80% said that they brought them to school with them daily. Third graders. In Fairfax County, some middle schools allow cell phones during lunch. Some don't. In Prince George's, they're allowed with principal approval. In the district, the schools develop cell phone policies at the school level. One middle school gives phones back to students at lunch. So they take them and give them back. In Montgomery, those students in all grades are just responsible for using them appropriately. So they're saying 5 or 10 years ago, elementary school kids didn't have cell phones. Now they do. 888-630-9625.
So, you know, it's funny. At my house, I've got a little 3.5-year-old running around. And every so often, I'll look for my phone. I'm like, where's my phone? And I'll find it. I'll pick it up. And I'll realize I've been locked out of my phone for several minutes. I have a delay. I can't get back into my phone because somebody, not naming any names or pointing out any toddlers, but somebody grabbed my phone and tried to enter the code like a dozen times, and then my phone locked. So even at that tender young age, the kids realize the power of the cell phone and what lies behind that lock screen, that there are videos in there. You can watch things. You can play games. There's all sorts of stuff you can be doing. So, you know, young kids, the attraction is strong. I realize, sure, like, what if you have... If you have a kid going to school, I think the overarching reason for this, as you enunciated, is that parents feel like there's a safety blanket here. That's the one. That's sort of the gateway drug by which most parents begin the process of allowing their kid to have a phone at a young age, which is, I can get in touch with you at will, wherever you are. I like that. Or vice versa. You can get in touch with me at will, wherever you are. And that's, I think, to a lot of parents, a source of comfort, despite the fact that they sense that there's downside to all of this. I'm so torn by this because I get so many of both sides of the argument. If you're an educator, if you're somebody who watches children, the last thing they need is more distractions in their life. The last thing they need is more things to take them away from their education. You want them interacting with each other. You want them becoming socially mature. You want them to learn how to, like, actually talk to their fellow students. You don't want to move all of those nasty little conversations kids have about each other into, like, a screen space. Have them all texting and Snapchatting each other about some girl that they don't like. How about, you know, hash those conversations out for real? Or, you know, do the old thing, like write a note, fold it up, pass it across the class, and have your teacher intercept it. I mean, like, none of that. That's all changing. The other side of it is, as adults, remember, this is like what they used to tell you in math class. Like, oh, you're going to need to learn how to compute this. You know, well, you'll have to do this math when you're an adult. Psych, I have a calculator on my phone. I can do it.
Well, you can't. The phone does it. You don't.
You know what I mean? But I mean, I can actually get the answer. And the phone is so useful as an adult. How many real life applications do you use that don't involve games or distractions? They involve getting answers to questions, searching for something, some historical reference, searching up correct spellings, pronunciations, literally anything we want access to. The World Wide Web has a knowledge base from which we can draw. And as we're preparing our kids for adulthood, one of the things we should prepare them for is that is the way life is now. You do have access to this. It is at your fingertips. So should we be teaching people good smartphone practices and how to actually use these resources that are available to you? And how young do you start that?
Let's go to Robert in Manchester. Robert, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Robert, how young is too young?
I think 35 is too young. I got about 30 men that work under me at any given time, and I don't allow none of them to have their cell phones. It's a major distraction.
What kind of work are you in, Robert?
One thing is construction.
Okay.
Construction worker. And one thing a cell phone won't do is teach you how to interact properly with human beings.
Yep.
I do have a story about me not having my cell phone when I was working in a gang under some people. My ex-wife at the time got into a car accident, and I didn't have my phone with me, so they called me a couple of times. Of course, I didn't answer. So she called the union hall. The union hall called the company. The company called the foreman. The foreman told me, hey, your wife's in an accident. So there's a way to get a hold of somebody. It's not like this, not having a phone is end-all.
But wait, wouldn't you rather find out more quickly that your wife was in an accident rather than have to wait on a phone tree to get to you?
Well, me making money is more important than having access to a phone at any given time. I mean, am I supposed to expect something bad's going to happen constantly?
No, you just don't want it to happen.
Is that how I'm supposed to live? Is that how we as human beings are supposed to live our lives? Oh, I got to have it with me. Oh, my God, something horrible's going to happen. Yeah. I better have it.
No, that motivation, by the way, Robert, that's the reason I think a lot of parents, though, do have that instinct, like, if something horrible does happen, I want to be able to get in touch with my kid right away.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. I think this is more the parents' issue than the kids' issue. They did a study, and they had kids in school, and they let them have them for the first time, have their cell phones in lunch. And the lunchroom, for the first time ever, was quiet because all the kids had their heads down looking at their cell phone. They weren't talking to each other.
All right, back on the phones in a moment. Let's get you to work, though. Keep those phones down. At 6:15, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm with you. Phones down, eyes up, and paying attention. 95, Virginia. Boy, we are off to a rough start. If you're heading up into Dale City and Woodbridge, major delays. The initial crash we had, the first one, I should say, was near 123. That was quickly cleared. It was minor. And then the second one, as you head up into Newington before the Fairfax County Parkway, that needed an ambulance to get to the scene of the crash. There's still a lot going on. Stay to the right to get by. We still have a lot of activity along that left half. Again, northbound 95 right near the Fairfax County Parkway. Now through Woodbridge, I am seeing a little bit of that bailout traffic over to Route 1, so prepare for that as well. 395, quiet. Thank goodness. You deserve it once you get through that. Up to the 14th Street Bridge, 66, the volume both through Manassas, Centerville, and even through Falls Church, seeing the slowdowns. Loudoun County, just a reminder, crews are still with that crash on Belmont Ridge Road at Shreveport Drive. That puts it north of Evergreen Mills Road. Maryland, you've been pretty mellow but busy with the volume, 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
617. Now, partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy during the afternoon, a high of 52 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies early, then off and on rain showers overnight, a low near 45. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy skies with a high of 57. Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
All right, we are talking about kids and cell phones in school, and schools are trying, districts, sometimes on district-wide level, sometimes at the school level, trying to find out what is an acceptable policy. You've got kids as young as 6 and 7 years old bringing smartphones to school. And I'm a big fan of I think this is more the parents and the parents wanting to be able to be in touch with their children at all times, know what their children are doing at all times, and as opposed under the guise of safety. I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up without them. My parents didn't know where we were for, 8 hours out of the day. They just assumed we're in school, and that was good enough for them. Maybe it's because I'm old. I look at it and say, I don't think 6-year-olds need phones. But maybe I'm out of touch. You tell me. 888-630-9625. Billy in Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Billy, hi.
Hey, good morning. I have been reading actually a lot of research about this lately because I have teenagers and we talk about cell phones all the time. Since 2007, when the iPhone came out, homicides among teenagers are down. That's great. Other things are down, but suicides are way up. And there are actually some highly correlated research that shows that having a cell phone creates more feelings of loneliness and are creating more depression and more anxiety among our kids. And so I think that the previous caller said, should I expect something bad to happen at every moment of the day? And so I need a phone. I think that's a real thing. And I think it's really much more insidious than we might think it is. And kids don't really need cell phones in schools. They really don't, for the most part. There are very few classes that my teenagers go to where their teacher says, hey, get out your phones and look this up.
What do you think it is, just the phone in general, or are there certain things? Is it just like the social media environment, like Facebook?
Well, the research that I've been reading says that it's actually the social media actually isolates kids from each other more than it actually connects them together. One of the effects is that all of a sudden on Instagram, your friend will post, hey, I'm at this party with all these friends.
Right.
And the other kid isn't there.
Yeah, we call that FOMO, fear of missing out.
Right. And when we grew up, if there was a party, we didn't know that we were missing out.
Right.
And there's actually a real benefit.
Look, this is what Sean Parker said in the past week. Remember the Facebook president, Sean Parker, saying in the past week, we realized we exploited a vulnerability in human emotion by creating Facebook. And it's the idea that we create these feedback loops that you click like on things to express that you do. The absence of likes suggests people don't.
Yeah.
So people psychologically, especially people who are undeveloped at a young age, probably view those things as strong signals of whether or not people actually like them or don't like them or how they react to these things.
Billy, thank you so much. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just a great point because I think he's right. You know, there's also this idea that, you know, now when kids give out Valentines in school, everybody has to get one. And I think that hurts kids because you don't learn how to deal with, hey, not everybody likes you at a young age. You
right.
know, we hung our little folders on the front of our desks and kids came by and some kids got a lot of Valentines, some kids didn't get a lot of Valentines. But you learn to deal with the fact that, oh my gosh, not everybody likes me
right.
when you were young.
It's like trophy culture.
Yeah, and you don't have that now. I want to go to Sarah in Manassas here. Sarah's a teenager. Sarah, you are the perfect person to talk to about this. Good morning.
Hi. yeah, I'm actually calling you guys on a flip phone, which is ancient. So, I mean, I live without a smartphone. I have for, like, almost a year at this point. It's partially just because I think, honestly, flip phones are a lot easier to deal with. They're a lot easier to keep track of. And while I do have an iPad, I do bring that to school. It doesn't really call people.
Sarah, hold tight for a second. I want to get more from you here in a moment. I'm really interested in this. 622 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and 2 hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me, too. Just saying.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
625. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll take you Virginia Interstate 95. Just a terrible start here, but you need to know this if you're coming out of Dale City and Woodbridge. Patience as you get through this crash. Still has a lot of activity. They needed to get a couple ambulance in there. Once you get by there, you're okay. So northbound 95 as you come up to 286 Fairfax County Parkway in the Newington stretch. That's where we have all this along the left side. And then once you get through there, you break free onto either loop of the Beltway, or if you're getting onto 395, just a brief delay for now in Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. So that's our biggest story. We also have in Loudoun County, crews are still with the crash on Belmont Ridge Road at Shreveport Drive, north of Evergreen Mills Road, 270. It's been about the volume. I know a lot of you are in this through Urbana and Hyattstown and now into Germantown, seeing some slowdowns topside, leaving College Park into Silver Spring. Just those normal topside delays starting to fill in. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. You Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances go up tonight. Not a bunch of rain with approaching front, but some. 52 this afternoon, becoming cloudy. Overnight tonight, 45. Rain showers after midnight. That will brighten it up again on Thursday. Partly cloudy. Windy at times, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
627 on WMAL. It's 38 degrees.
Talking about cell phones in schools and what's the happy medium? How do you handle it? And where do you personally want to see? Do you know cell phones at all? Only during lunch. Sarah Manassas is currently a teenager living with a flip phone. Sarah, it's like you're an extinct wildebeest or something.
It's
you know?
Do you do your work on a typewriter? Sarah, whose idea was the flip phone? Yours or your parents?
Well, no, it was my guardian's because. Well, it's kind of like a punishment phone because I did something I wasn't supposed to. So, you know.
Okay.
And how has your life changed?
It's actually, I'm a lot less distracted in all honesty. And it actually, in some of my classes, having an iPad is better than having an iPhone because an iPad is bigger and it's easier to deal with. Right. And some of the classes that I have, a lot of my classes actually have teachers that use the electronics in the class, and they say they have a policy of bring your own device or BYOD, and they use it in the lesson. And a lot of my teachers in my high school use that, no matter.
Well, that's wild. Well, you sound like a happy person, and that's important.
So this may have been a good thing.
That's a vote for flip phones. And real quick, Connor in Damascus is also a young guy. Connor, what's your take here?
Hey guys, how's it going this morning?
Yeah, so you just graduated?
Yeah, I graduated from Damascus back in 2016, and I attended the University of Utah for 1 year last year.
Did you have phones in school?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. But I will say that the amount of technology in schools has been on a very, very rapid increase, especially now that smartphones are more readily available.
Yep. Yeah. You're totally right.
Yeah, we got to run. Thank you, Connor. Joining us at 7:15, Matthew Post to discuss this more. It is now 6:29 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air.
Football season is the best season of the year. If you had to put a number on the jersey to my team, it'd all be the same. Lucky number 7.
Okay, why lucky number 7, Dave?
Because my stand-up guys at Snell, they're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
Even on game day?
Especially on game day. Whether you prefer the pro game or college, don't let repairs to your home comfort system keep you away from the action on Saturdays or Sundays. No delay of game here.
here.
So a stand-up guy from Snell is available to tackle my furnace problems 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 days a week. It's all part of our winning strategy here at Snell Heating and Air.
Sounds like a home team I can really cheer for. Say, how many football references are we going to fit into one commercial?
If we score 7, we get to go to Disney World.
Really?
Nah, not really. Just kidding.
The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air are available 7/7/7. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Well, the National Park Service said recently they want to permanently close the grounds around the Washington Monument to softball players. We'll take a bat to that story next. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Republican candidates continue to hold their leads in all three remaining undecided Virginia House of Delegates contests from last week. This after completion of provisional ballot counts in those three races, including one in Stafford County, where the Democrat Joshua Cole has now filed a lawsuit demanding that 55 provisional ballots that were rejected be counted. Cole trails Republican Bob Thomas by 82 votes. Republican leaders in the Senate are now talking about repealing the Obamacare individual mandate as part of the GOP tax reform effort.
Senate Republicans, they are now announcing they're trying to get two of their top legislative agenda items done in the same bill, that is tax cuts and health care. Now, previously, they resisted this. They feared that this toxic debate over health care would derail the process, but really desperate to get something done before Christmas, they're now willing to take their chances.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. Republican leaders believe their last best shot at getting Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore to step aside may be President Trump, who's just back from his Asia trip. They hope he can persuade Moore to get out of the race. A new poll finds that Larry Hogan is as popular as ever in Maryland, while President Trump's approval numbers in the state continue to languish. The poll, taken before last week's Democratic victories in Virginia and elsewhere, gives Hogan an approval number of 67%. Nearly that same number, though, say they disapprove of the job President Trump is doing. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,409, the NASDAQ at 67,38. Sports, sponsored by LifeLock, the Predators win their fifth in a row at the expense of the Capitals. College basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards are in Miami tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new, energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, would you spend $3,000 to improve your sex life? Many local women are. The hot new procedure ladies are calling life-changing. Plus, we're giving away $100 in Turkey Box. ABC7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6. Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free. Thursday on ABC7 News at 11.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading out of town, normally people are heading into town, but this is the opposite flow of the commute across the 14th Street Bridge leaving D.C. to Virginia. Once you get across the bridge span right in your boundary channel, that's where crews have the crash. Right now, really just the volume starts on the bridge span, so currently not costing you too much extra time. I'd hang with it. For the northbound side of 395, the flow of the commute have our normal delays through Landmark, and again starting to slow near Boundary Channel across the bridge span. The northbound side lanes open now. 95 Virginia, if you missed it, we've had a lot of activity, had two separate accidents. The one that still remains still along the left side northbound as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. So making the trip north out of Dumfries to Newington, a long haul. It's going to take a little extra time for sure, a lot of extra time, I should say, and over to Woodbridge on Route 1, definitely seeing the bailout traffic there, so that's going to pick up the extra volume. 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, seeing those delays filling in there. Topside of the Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring, heading to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road for those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a few clouds in this morning. They're high clouds on the chilly side, becoming mostly cloudy later, but dry for the drive home, 52. Tonight down to 45, some rain showers after midnight. Those showers quickly go east with a front. Partly cloudy, a little milder tomorrow, and fairly breezy to windy. High of 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Vienna, 35 in La Plata, 36 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
To you, happy Wednesday. Joining us in about half an hour at 7:15, so that's about 45 minutes, Matthew Post. He's the student member of the Montgomery County School Board. We'll discuss the upcoming school calendar and cell phones in school. At 7:35, it's Greg Jarrett from the Fox News Channel. At 8:05, it's Brian McNichol. He's with Accuracy in Media. And at 8:15, Sergeant Eric Powell with the Fairfax Animal Protection Police. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
Good morning. All right, if you ever drive past the National Mall, you've gone down maybe 14th Street, you look out the window and you see a bunch of young Washingtonians playing kickball, softball, maybe not so young, maybe some older Washingtonians out there joining the fun during the summer. And those fields, great fields for recreation, kind of, especially if you can get a little kickball game going and people having a good time, a great way to spend a day in Washington, D.C., maybe coming to an end. The Park Service said last week that it wants to permanently close the grounds of the Washington Monument to recreational activities and increase reservation fees for use of its 28 athletic fields on the Mall and in Rock Creek Park. The monument grounds were closed earlier this year for turf restoration, and now the Park Service wants that closure to continue indefinitely for having athletics on the field. And I wonder, is this something that you agree with? Now, the argument the Park Service is making is that, man, these people are just turfing up the fields, that this green space is getting wrecked by people playing softball, kickball, soccer, running around in cleats, you know, whatever, messing up the grass, and we have to re-turf it, and it's just not good for the National Mall. And so as a result, we're considering banning it. What do you think? Is being able to use a park for, I don't know, recreation, a good idea in Washington, D.C.? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. By the way, we'll be able to ask this question again this morning because we're talking about it today. We'll talk it with Brian McNichol, who's a softball coach at 805, who's one of the guys who uses these fields. I've used these fields in the past to play softball, and it is a blast. It's one of the most, like, first of all, it's memorable, and it's a great Washington experience to play in sort of the shadow of the Washington Monument, to be out there playing softball, running around with your friends, running around with your coworkers, competing against other media organizations or think tanks or lobbying shops. You basically get your company together, your company softball team, and you go out there and you join a league, and then there's people who schedule it. You arrange to reserve the field, then you go out and you use it, and you play against each other. It's a blast. And I think there's a lot of people in Washington who don't want to see it end. In fact, there's a petition started by a guy named Robert Kinsler, who's a softball coach himself. And it's on change.org. Don't ban sports and recreation on the National Mall. As of this very moment, and I've been watching it tick up this morning, 6,700 people have already signed this petition. Don't ban sports on the National Mall. Should we? What do you think? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
You're right. It's a very DC thing to do. And I think it's kind of cool. I think it's really cool. I do get, though, that it rips up the turf and it rips up the grass. And so it maybe doesn't look as nice. So I get that. Maybe the answer is to create actual fields, like actual playing fields.
Well,
like
there are
actual baseball, actual kickball, actual.
There are some fields, but those get so full up. I mean, there are baseball fields that the Park Service is responsible for. Those all get filled. So what's left for anybody else who wants to play softball? It's the other green space. These are parks. So what should our parks be used for? I don't know. Recreation seems like it's at the top of that list. The ability for people to go run around in the grass on our national parks seems like, you know, one of the topmost priorities for why we have them in the first place. So, you know, get out there and have some fun. All right, taking some of your calls this morning on this. Christine is in Waldorf kicking us off this morning. Christine, what do you think? Should we ban sports on the National Mall?
No, I think we pay for it. We're taxpayers. It comes out of our paycheck to pay for the upkeep of the grounds, the park. So I think we should be able to use it. I mean, some common decency. If you're tearing it up really bad, maybe, you know, calm down a little bit, whatever. But they shouldn't ban people from being there. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe some basic rules. For instance, like no metal cleats or something. Something that will, like, obviously turf up the lawn. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they're not out there playing professional sports, so I don't think that they really need cleats like that.
But yeah, exactly.
We pay them to take care of it. So
that's right. And the current fees that are involved with this, by the way, the Park Service wants to raise the reservation fees. The previous fees are based on administrative costs for processing. They charge us like as little as $7 per season. That's according to the National Park Service. The new rate would be $70 for a two-hour block of time, $30 an hour plus a $10 administrative fee. So you'd have to pay $70 to reserve 2 hours on one of the athletic fields that exist. But not the National Mall. They want to ban that indefinitely. No more athletics on the National Mall. Hmm. What do you think about this? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. It's 643.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If it no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
You know, finding a good dentist is like finding a good hairdresser. You will follow that hairdresser from town to town to town until they retire or they move so far away that you can no longer do it. So if you're like me and you were looking for a good dentist, because I follow my dentist from everywhere until he retired, I said, oh, I got to find a new dentist. So I went to go meet the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, and they made me feel right at home. The waiting room wasn't jammed. One gentleman was there picking up his wife because she was finishing up her nap. She opted for sedation dentistry. So it's a calming place. They let you control the pace of your appointment. They don't rush you. They talk to you about everything before they do it, and they make sure that you're okay with it. They want you to be comfortable. They want you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy, and they want you to have a smile that you can be proud of. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound. It's one of those mornings, just a nasty trip here because of this longstanding crash still there. North before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway. They are making progress. We're down to just the one left lane blocked, but nonetheless over an hour coming out of Dumfries to get past this crash up toward the Capitol Beltway. Now over to Route 1, you take that bailout traffic. That adds to the local traffic through there, so that's getting extremely slow. So if you normally use Route 1 through Woodbridge, you have extra company there this morning. Just get ready. It's going to take extra time there and patience. Around the Beltway we go. Virginia, you're great. Annandale, Tysons. Maryland, normal delays topside through Silver Spring and also to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing up near St. Barnabas Road, so no surprises there. 270, again, volume Urbana-Hyattstown into Germantown and slowly passing Father Hurley Boulevard. Again, into Rockville, seeing those delays. Making your trip out of Glen Elg, 32 coming southbound, our normal heavy volume before you get to 108. You see that every morning. And on the ride on 95. Now, delays have been out of Calverton to join the Beltway, and right as you head south of the ICC, I had a report of a minor crash, so just watch in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances go up tonight. Not a bunch of rain with approaching front, but some. 52 this afternoon, becoming cloudy. Overnight tonight, 45. Rain showers after midnight. That will brighten it up again on Thursday. Partly cloudy. Windy at times, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees, 646 on WMAL. Talking about square in the middle of that capital right now, the National Mall. The National Park Service looking to ban athletics. They say that they're opening up a public comment period on this. I'd like to get your feedback, but we're taking some of it this morning. Let's go to Dave in Sterling first up this morning. I'm going to find out from you what you think. Dave, good morning, sir.
Good morning, y'all. Great show. Glad to be on. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I just want to say that, you know, I'm tired of everywhere I go. Sorry, it's my radio work. Sorry that, you know, everywhere that we go, everybody wants to play ball and 100 miles an hour. Why can't we just go somewhere and relax and enjoy the scenery, walk around? So the mall, that's what the mall should be for.
Yeah, the issue here, Dave, in part, it's awesome to play on the National Mall, but the issue is here, the available green space in Washington, D.C. to actually play sports. I mean, you should see how difficult it is to actually find a spot to play your softball game. It's true. There's actually a shortage of places that we can play.
Well, that's true in the district. You are absolutely right. Well, take some of them parking lots they charge a lot of money for, or take RFK and tear it down and make that your ball field.
There you go. Okay, thank you,
but
Dave.
The mall is special, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And I think people identify the mall being special with also playing softball on it. They enjoy that.
I agree that the mall is special, but how cool is it to be playing softball in, you know, by the Washington Monument?
Yeah.
So uniquely D.C.
I worry that we won't be able to pass that on if the National Park Service takes all the fun away. Let's go to Dick in Alexandria up next here. Dick, good morning.
Good morning. Vince, I think you said it all. I mean, you utilized it and you've enjoyed it. Many others have enjoyed it. I've never used that facility, but it is a park. It's a park. You don't want to play. Nobody's asking to play in Arlington Cemetery. It's a wonderful idea to continue that. Maybe, I'm a man of compromise. Maybe just say sneakers. Yeah, when you said rubber cleats, that tears it up too. No cleats, rubber, metal, just sneakers. Keep the facility going. It's a great camaraderie of businesses and people working in Washington. Don't end that.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you, Dick. Yeah, the reason I'm for the rubber cleats, actually less injury. When you pivot, turning those bases, and you're wearing sneakers, you can slip out sometimes, and it's way better to wear cleats, believe me. Let's go to Joe in Gilbert's Corner this morning. Joe, good morning. You're up next.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'd say, first of all, maybe a happy medium is you have banded on the grass to build a couple more ball fields. You know, maybe a compromise. Who knows? That could work. But my main comment here is they're so worried about the ground.
Yes.
That I don't remember the Park Service banning concerts after all those environmentalist lefties trashed the ground. I saw it the day after. They trashed that place after one of their stupid concerts.
Yeah, remember Occupy destroying McPherson Square? Destroying it. It took many months to get it back to shape. 6:49 on WMAL.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. Help me keep my crews busy before winter arrives, and I'll help you save big on your new roof. Right now with Valor's Veterans Day sale, through the end of November, when you buy shingles for the front side of your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the back side completely free. All you pay for is the labor. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go towards our Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent Raise a Roof recipient, retired Major Randall Short of the United States Army. And hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, would you spend $3,000 to improve your sex life? Many local women are. The hot new procedure ladies are calling life-changing. Plus, we're giving away $100 in Turkey Box. ABC7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6.
Being the president's son means that sometimes people don't have the purest of motives.
When you're a heartbeat away from the most powerful man on earth, you're always a target.
He went after my family.
We're all being set up.
Tonight, time for POTUS.
I am tired of you people always telling me my hands are tied.
To strike back.
If you ever try and harm my family, I will find you. You don't know what I'm capable of.
All new Designated Survivor.
Then stay tuned for ABC 7 News at 11. Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
6:53. Let's check in on your money and see how it's doing with CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. Wall Street is set to head down at the open following markets in Europe and Asia. Right now, futures are pointing to a triple-digit fall for the Dow. Stocks have been selling off, so has crude oil, on a forecast of lower demand. Prices at the pump, though, you might have noticed they've been heading up because they're catching up to the crude oil run-up over the past few weeks. Target just reported a strong quarterly earnings report, but its outlook heading into the holiday season, it's on the cautious side, and shares are down about 1% right now in pre-market trading. Airbus and Boeing have announced more than $75 billion in jet orders just today at the Dubai Air Show, including one by a private equity firm run by the Frontier Airlines chairman for a record 430 jets from Airbus. Petco just bought Pupbox, a business startup you might have seen on Shark Tank. Tank. It's a company that sends gift boxes of pet items to pet owners for you. 30 million people are expected to fly for the holidays this year. One in five say no amount of compensation is worth getting bumped off an oversold flight. The survey was done by Policy Genius. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, get ready. You have big delays. Interstate 95, worse than normal, yep, because of the crash. Northbound 95 in Newington has come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. Only thing left there, though, is the VDOT truck. And, well, in fact, it was on the shoulder, and it's moving along now. So that's not even going to be there once you get there if you're in these delays coming north out of Dumfries. So it will take extra time. But, again, everything is gone as you get up to where we had the scene of the crash. On to Route 1 in Woodbridge. That picks up a lot of the bailout traffic. So that, you need extra time as well. Now, Maryland, let's go south on 29 coming out of Burtonsville. We have some of the volume. And then out of Fairland, we had delays past Cherry Hill Road. Crews moved the cameras in that area. If there was something there, it looks like all lanes have been reopened. So 29 into White Oak, you do have the volume, but nothing reported there along the way. 95, south of the ICC to merge onto the outer loop of the Beltway, stop in Goo. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures rising today to the low 50s as we go on through the day. Mostly cloudy. That high may actually occur before mid to late afternoon. See the clouds continue to increase and thicken, and rain showers later tonight, 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow, west-northwesterly wind up to 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
36 degrees in the nation's capital, 657. Traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
Talking about the not playing softball on the National Mall, will that become a reality? And we got a text from Jason who says, as a professional turf manager, I can tell you that grass is very expensive to maintain. How much has been cut in the National Parks budget? The difference has to be made up somewhere.
Yeah, that's why they're talking about increasing those fees exorbitantly. But also they're talking about banning people from playing softball underneath the Washington Monument anywhere from, I think, 3rd to 17th Streets about. Is that what the numbers are? So basically, at least from the Capitol building to the Washington Monument, they're saying, no mas. Let's not deal with that anymore. So what do you think about that? Let's go to Mark, who's in D.C., calling in this morning on Mornings of the Mall. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. You know, being a young person in D.C., that's one of the things that, you know, gets us through the day is being able to look forward to playing, you know, a sport out on the mall after work. Back where I'm from at my high school, we had the same issue where the stadium grass was just getting ripped up, and we actually ended up putting in actual turf to, you know, not have... you know, the poor-looking grass. I mean, I think they could definitely set up a few areas with some turf for, you know, events like that.
Yeah, I guess that comes down to, is that a sensible cost equation? If they put turf, say, on the actual baseball fields that they have, would that be worth the money, and would they see a return on investment from it? Somehow, whatever they do, I have a suspicion that they're going to end up with the costlier option, because that's how government works.
Well, it's Washington.
Yeah. I mean, look, they could definitely be spending the money in better places, but knowing the government, they'll probably put in,
you know, a turf stadium.
Yeah.
You know, just because they had the blank check.
Good point. Well, this is thank you, Mark, and good luck with your softball seasons. I hope you actually have one next year. It's funny, I find myself agreeing, which is a rare thing, with Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton from D.C.
Wow.
Saying, quote, the mall is not a turf sanctuary. It's a public park designed to host a variety of diverse, high-traffic events. So, I'm with you, Delegate. I'm with you.
And joining us in the 8 o'clock hour will be Brian McNichol from Accuracy in Media, talking about whether these sports should be banned on the National Mall.
And here's what's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of Mornings on the Mall.
We're going to speak with Matthew Post, who is the student representative on the Montgomery County School Board, and we're going to talk to him about the upcoming school calendar and cell phones in school.
And Fox News' Greg Jarrett has developed a reputation for spitting hot fire. He's going to do it this morning here as we talk about Jeff Sessions and everything going on in Congress yesterday. 7 o'clock now.